The White House Report.
Just days before Christmas, it seems like the White House is backing off of a government shutdown and looking for money in other places other than Congress for that $5 billion to build the southern border wall. But now there is a question. Is it legal what the White House wants to do? Incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's not legal. But take a listen to White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and her back and forth with a reporter about the issue of finding the money through government agencies.
You keep saying that you've asked agencies to look for more money, and so on this issue of reprogramming specifically, is your red line in these negotiations that you need Congress to reprogram money explicitly? So DHS or the Defense Department or whoever it might be, say, the Congress say, you can spend this money that we didn't spend on something else on wall construction? Or
no.
Are you saying that you think that you have the legal authority? And what are you, I guess, basing that legal authority on, since Nancy Pelosi said today that, in fact, that sort of authority doesn't exist.
I would never use Nancy Pelosi as my source for legal authority on probably anything, but I would use attorneys that work here at the White House and in agencies. That's their entire job, is determining whether or not something is legal, and we're looking to those individuals to find out those specific pots of money that can be used for that.
A bonus amount of money that is sort of reprogrammed by Congress won't be necessary for the president's signature on this budget bill.
We would like to see Congress pass an appropriations bill that fully funds our government and that allows the president to protect our border and provides substantial border security funding, both for the wall, for CBP, for ICE, all of DHS. But in the meantime, we're also looking at other avenues that would allow us to provide and do our constitutional authority and the president to be able to carry that out by protecting our border and protecting American citizens.
And the saga continues. We'll find out if there will be a government shutdown and if what the president is proposing is legal or not. April Ryan, URN News.